you find yourself in a town. A small remote town with a big mystery and an even bigger body count. You have your reasons for wanting to enter. Every lost soul did. You find strangers who will join you, but can you trust them? You meet a madman, Zoltar, the Prince of Phantasm. This is his dungeon, or is it? You learn the trick quickly. There is no escape. Either succeed or die trying as your very life force slowly fades. Did the walls just move around you? This place is unsettling. No time to rest. Are you perceptive enough to spot the traps before they get you? Are you intelligent enough to solve the puzzles that block your path? Are you strong enough to battle through the foes? Do you have the endurance to simply survive? This isn't for the faint of heart. This is the Dungeon of Doom.
Go ahead, hit play. Welcome to the next episode of Maze of Madness, Dungeon of Doom, Dungeon of Despair.
Maze of Madness. Is everything recording?
Yes, we're good to go. Alright.
Play a country rap.
Last time you guys made it through some more puzzles. There was a door that talked to you and asked you lots of weird, intricate questions about you and who you were and what you're afraid of, and you guys found a way to walk with the third leg and crawl like a snake to get past
some my whole life.
Get past some blade traps, and there was these weird secret doors that kept opening and closing. You had levers to pull, and you found another puzzle where you had to decide what creature went into what coffin, and there was a mysterious boy, Alex, that you were supposed to save, you found that was already deceased, and used his neutral soul to unlock the key to the door. You decided to take your first short rest of three. So now you're down one short rest and moved further and found a hidden trap of spikes. And then right before Brocker was about ready to jump across, he decided to poke his warhammer on the other side, and there was invisible walls in the way. Those were dispatched by a secret...
jostling of a spike.
Spike, yeah. A secret spike that moved... deactivated those, and there was a stone petrification that happened, and you found another glyph stone of power. And now we go back to you. There is one exit.
We found an orb.
You have not gone out. Oh, you guys did take an orb,
yep.
A green orb. You took that.
I'm going to be sane the whole time.
And there was a note that talked about the orbs and their obsession with them. There's one gated door that has been opened already that leads out to a hallway, and that is where we're going to pick it up right now. You guys are inside that hallway.
What? Oh, okay.
It was inside the lever chamber.
Right.
It was that one that you and Alex lifted together.
Right.
So it's a short hallway, and it turns a 90 degrees, and take it away.
Working that way.
This way, and then 90 degrees out.
I go up to Brack, and I'm like, that looked like it hurt. And I hand you a health potion.
What? It did hurt.
Whoa!
It did hurt, Mr. Bird.
Burp. Are you rolling, or do you want me to roll?
I don't know. What's the usual protocol here?
Don't let him roll.
Pretty much.
Ooh, six.
Cool. Six heal. All right, I'm almost there, but I'm feeling better now. Thank you. I almost feel a hundy. That's what my guy says. My guy says a hundy.
Hundy?
Hundy and Burb.
Sponsored by Hyundai.
All right.
I almost feel a Hyundai.
The dark dampness of the air. It's starting to get to your body.
It's because we're in your basement.
Wow.
What about the game?
Oh,
you're
so bad.
I take my
maker's mark chisel and chisel mark into the doorway.
All right.
Yep. Who's Mark?
Aha, Mark.
Did we decide if I'm keeping that new glyph stone?
Yeah.
Lifting and glyphing.
I just want the
You one. Already are it. Mostly.
Man, you got four things over there?
Oh, she's loaded.
No, I have three.
No I special weapon, though.
Two glyphs and an amulet.
A glyph stone.
You just have one? Mm-hmm. What do you got? You have the armor.
I have the armor.
What do you and have then
I,
over there?
I just didn't really do anything because I gave... Because it was just... I mean, it gave me a resistance to fire.
Yeah, you took fire damage last time.
Yeah, but you can shoot a fireball as a cantrip.
Shoot a
fireball. Oh, that's right. It absorbed the fire. That fire I got hit.
I like to think of it as it just gives me a natural resistance to the heat.
Okay.
Because I'm, like, working on the forge.
Can't handle the heat.
So it's like you're... Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the forge sweating and getting sparks all over me. And
Kendry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I walk in.
You walk in?
Wow.
Sure.
We'll slide this.
It's really moving things forward.
That's what he is.
I
don't
like it.
I know it's coming.
Well,
I met again.
Great.
An entrance hallway leads to a long chamber. A wall on your left side displays two colorful tile mosaics. That's what the two walls are there. While the opposite wall bears a grand vaulted archway closed off by a massive iron double door. That's what you see.
Looks pretty accurate. Good job.
Except for the lack of color.
Oh.
I'm blind. I'm colorblind.
Yeah, maybe the color's gray.
What? Birds aren't colorblind.
Kinkies are, maybe.
I have my... Sorry, maybe.
You already can't talk. You're colorblind.
Well, I'd hate to be a kinku.
They have a rough life.
Wow, yeah. I'm right here, Eric.
Well, is that what your character says? Why did you pick up all that?
I get out my quarterstaff and I light the tip.
Okay. And you light up the hallway. There's a bright light that comes off from your staff, but you can see dust sort of settling in the air all over.
Mm. I light my hand and mace on fire. And I hold it up for me.
The Lord of Light.
Poor Brack shields his eyes briefly from the light, the not a light. It's bothering you a little bit.
My character doesn't do that. I'm just kidding.
He does. Fine.
I don't scream.
Okay. So it's just a straight hallway. You have a giant bolted double door. And then on the side of the wall, there's sort of two
what are
painted.
They're painted?
Yeah, it looks like it's painted on the wall.
What are they?
Well, are you going to investigate?
I'm going to look at
How
it
would
from
you
there.
Paint a mosaic?
I'm going to look at the close one from there. It's only a couple feet away.
Okay. So it from where you are, it just has a bunch of different colors all over it. And can't make out anything.
I am 5 feet away.
All right, roll me a... You're not... You're not a proficient arcana, correct?
Ooh.
No.
Okay, just roll me an investigation as you're trying to figure out what all of it makes.
It's one of those puzzles.
What makes sense.
With the hidden picture. You have to, like, cross your eyes.
Yeah,
3D.
Yeah. Like it goes slowly
away.
3D.
An 8? Yeah. All right. You can't make out anything out of it. It just looks like a bunch of symbols.
Pretty
and shapes.
Colors.
Yeah. It looks real pretty.
I run down to the second one and look at it.
Okay. Are you proficient in Arcana?
No. Do you skip as you go down the hallway?
I bound on my burb legs.
You can roll me the same thing, investigation check, please.
He puts his beak up to the wall and slowly moves back.
I am proficient in that.
Investigation? Mm-hmm.
All right. He tries to cross his eyes, but he can't because they're all
It doesn't work.
21.
You get real close, just like Brocker did, and you're looking at it. And it doesn't make sense to you, so you take a couple steps back.
Oh, it is.
And you adjust your eyes, and you see the shapes are forms of humanoids, and they have flaming swords. It looks like blocks, like block art, but you can sort of make out that it's like a person with a flaming sword and another one with a flaming spear. Spear. Huh?
Like pixel art?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's like blocky art. That's all pushed together, but you can sort of make out the shape of a humanoid with a giant flaming sword.
One humanoid?
Yes.
With a sword and a mace?
And a spear.
spear.
And there's flames all over it.
Both? The whole flames over everything?
On the weapons.
Okay.
Seeing him run in, I move. And a little bit.
Okay.
Can you move in?
I'll get that right, Cranny. Too bad there's a big hump there. So I'll go and take care of it.
I got it.
Okay.
Did it.
I am putting away my greatsword that I had earlier. And
okay.
Sorry. Pulling out my normal longsword that I got from that magical guy earlier.
Yep.
And then I take a look and I notice that I have my other longsword.
Oh, I've got another sword in.
I better just pull me now.
It's just you looking surprised.
Wait, if my hand was only bigger, I could put one in between each finger. I could be Wolverine.
And I'm like, I am carrying around two swords right now. Do you need one of these swords?
Oh, I could certainly use a new sword.
I can fix yours if you want.
Well, this is the magical plus one sword.
Okay.
Remember the one that we got from, what was his name?
Zoltar.
Zoltar sword.
What's your other sword?
Welkin.
Well. I take your plus one sword. I inspect it.
Okay.
Looking at
how the turntables have turned.
Oh, I don't trust it. That's
why
I'm
inspecting
it.
You swing it around a little bit, and it works really well for you.
Does it appear possessed with dark magic?
Roll me a arcana check, please.
She rolls a one. Yes, it's haunted.
12.
12? You don't get the presence of anything demonic on it. It appears to be a weapon that's magically forged.
I'm a paladin. I would have known that, I think.
Yeah, she's an angel person.
I'm very familiar with swords and dark magic, so...
Me too.
Well, then, it seems suspicious that you just took stuff from an evil guy.
Well, I knew it wasn't.
We don't
haunted.
Know he's evil. He's just eccentric.
He's just the,
I recite an evil passage from one of those notes we found.
See? He's not evil. That guy's evil.
Right.
Well, that's true. He does... I hold out the note, and I was like, he does seem to like to use blood magic.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoops.
Well, he doesn't, but the other guy does, and he kind of follows along.
Well, look, I'll use this sword, but if I start acting different, I want one of you to take the sword away.
I will...
I want to kill yourself.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, put you down.
No. Just take the sword. Let's start there. Okay.
What if... You won't let it go. What if you get aggressive? Then what?
Then I gotta put it down.
Then you better be a better fighter than I am.
Well, it's gonna take a couple of us.
As she says that,
my fighter
swings
level
it
is
around
zero.
A couple times and you
whoa, slicing atoms.
Yeah. Me's with yous.
Me's with you.
Me, I prefer to stick to my Dwarven Warhammer myself.
Yeah, I'll take what I can get.
And I just noticed... that my armor matches my cooking set that I picked up. They both have red dragons on them.
Wow.
I'm very fashionable.
I shout from the end of the hallway and I say, hey, you! And I point at the mosaic and I say, I love the colors!
I walk over.
Okay.
What? I look at the thing. He's pointing to.
Yeah, describe what you see, Bert.
I touch my hand on it.
As you touch your hand on it and you go to press on it, it ripples away. And your hand goes through.
Ooh.
The image. And as you do that, you adjust your eyes a little bit and the whole entire thing just disappears.
Chewinga.
And what you see behind it is...
death. You see death.
The whole wall disappears, and behind it, you see a golem.
By Morden!
Put it back.
Put it back.
It 'Tis an illusion.
The golem is about 10 foot tall, and it stands with its head down, but inside its stomach, you can see a light green glow.
Boy.
Don't touch this wall.
I see a light green glow?
Yeah.
No.
What's the golem?
One at a time.
It's not like pulsing or anything, it's just a light glowing.
Is it made out of stone?
Yeah, he looks like he's a rock golem.
Do I see?
Oh, yeah, after he touched it, the whole wall just disappeared.
I get out my green orb.
Okay.
No.
And I reach it close to it, see if anything happens.
Nothing happens.
Okay. I think we should back up. This thing could wake up at any moment.
Why is everybody's D&D voice like that?
Yeah, that's different.
I bound over to that one when I touch it.
You touched the other one?
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Doing?
No!
I said
don't!
I back away. I follow him.
And you see the wall disappear, and there's another golem behind it.
And I step
Are you pleased with yourself?
I step back.
Rotoid, you see the same green glow inside this one's stomach.
They look like they're sleeping.
Is it moving at all, or is it just...
Nope, it's totally still. There's no breathing. It's just a giant statue golem that's standing there, and there's a white green glow inside of its stomach.
I want to try and determine the origin of the golem.
Okay. Why don't you roll me masonry tools?
Ooh.
Or arcana, please.
Mason tools. I have those.
Okay. Add your roll an intelligence check. With your
I have smith
bonus.
Tools. I don't have mace tools, but I'm proficient in mason tools.
Masonry.
I'll give it to you. You get your proficiency.
Does this one have the orb as well, or the glow of the orb?
Yes, inside its stomach there is a green glow inside.
Oh, it has a baby.
I touch my orb to that one.
To that one? When you go up and touch it, nothing happens.
Be careful. It might come alive.
Yeah, I'm also real interested in it and want to check it out.
Okay. Why don't you roll me investigation as you're going
yes.
up investigating this.
Okay. Two.
You can also take inspiration, please.
Inspiration.
I think I have
a two?
Yeah.
Who, me or her?
Lindsay. Diana. You get inspiration. The glow inside of it with...
What did she do?
You just see a small glow inside, and it's very slowly pulsating, just very slow.
One of her cupstones. Carter, do something.
Yeah, I'm very interested in the Dungeon of Doom's architecture and features. But
just
I don't understand
small.
It, I guess.
Yeah, no, you don't. You're just interested. Oh, that's very nice.
I'm just looking at everything.
What do I need to roll?
Just roll an intelligence check with your proficiency modifier as if it was a mason's tool.
I'm like, oh,
proficiency.
So you basically get your proficiency.
Look at this.
If you're not proficient
stone.
In arcana, you would get proficiency.
It's a comfy.
Oh, with,
yeah.
Okay.
So you're just doing an intelligence check with proficiency bonus if you're not proficient in arcana.
14? For arcana?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Or proficiency.
Oh, plus two?
Yeah.
So...
16. Okay. You look up and are looking over this golem and seeing the intricate details of the runes on its shoulders.
I go, this would be hard to paint.
and you see the stomach and the pulsing, and you're examining that, and you notice that there's four sections that have the green glow. So the center portion has just a small disc, but there's two slots. And two slots here, and the green glow is coming out of those four slots.
Like a Teletubby.
Huh? What? Like a Teletubby. So there's four slots that are sort of pulsing. Very slowly.
Let's just stab it in the slots.
Ooh, right in the slots.
What did the slots look like?
It's just like indentations, but they're just...
Sword-sized?
They look like hyphens raised up and tilted. And then the bottom ones are tilted.
I don't know what that means.
What a singer.
So they're straight lines.
Earlier.
Yeah, they're just little dashes.
Go back.
Oh, okay.
You touched the orb to it?
Nothing happened. Ooh, visual aid.
I feel like if we do something with these slots, the golems will wake up and pound us.
That's sort of what inside its stomach.
You want that?
You have the small plate on the center, and then you have, and these are all glowing.
It's funny. That's exactly what I imagined.
Yeah, they're all four of them are glowing.
Yeah, because they're like openings, and the light's coming from behind it.
Right there.
Hang on. I want to inspect the archway.
My mason tools make it easier to spot irregularities in stone walls and floors, making it easier to find traps and secret passages.
Okay.
Just like Eric can.
Why don't you roll me a perception check there, don't bring that Diana?
Up. Perception.
Mm-hmm. I also deal double damage to brick 13. Walls.
13?
Double damage.
The door has, on the border of the door, is all these little itty bitty pictures all the way around, and it has depictions of humans that have the flaming swords, and then beside them is a giant, and they appear to be fighting this giant with these swords that are on fire, and it goes all the way across the border of the door.
Did the humans win?
It doesn't show. It's just, it's like the same image all the way.
It's like hieroglyphics.
Yeah, correct.
I think we might have to fight these to get through this door.
I go up and I try to open the door.
Okay. Only a an absolutely nothing, because the door, you just point and it opens up.
I said, I don't think so.
That's interesting. These doors are interesting. this whole dungeon is interesting. I love the architecture.
How far do you open the door?
Like enough to.
You can?
Yeah. I don't open it all the way.
As you open it up, a gust of heat hits you.
Forge!
And you see flames inside. Like, you can just see flickering of flames, and it's lighting up the whole room.
I open the door more.
I look really fast behind us at the golems.
Really fast.
Nothing happens to the golems. Good.
Whoa.
Flame on.
The forge of the mountain.
So what you see is the two iron doors are swung open to reveal an enormous echoing hall.
Two doors.
It's a double door. Is what it is.
Dumbledore.
Is this light on?
What light?
Petruvius.
Oh yeah, do it.
What?
Do it so I can take a picture.
Can you lift up that?
Man, shut that door.
Shut your mouth.
Ooh. So mercy.
What about this torch?
The torch. Yeah, it's just right beside. This is a great. Oh, whoops, my bad. That's not supposed to be there yet.
Oh, there's a glowstone!
No!
He says that at the beginning of the door.
Two sets of wide steps curved upward on the left and right side, beginning at either wall and meeting at the tall landing in the center of the chamber. In the front of the landing, down on the floor, is an enormous raised fire pot, fiercely burning. It roars and crackles as if freshly fed, and you can feel the warmth even from the doorway. The landing leads to an elevated back half of the hall as you're peeking in there, Brocker, and your eyes are immediately drawn to this fearsome statue of a massive bull that dominates the upper area. The creature seems to be sculpted of iron, silver, and brass. Flanking the statue are two giant ancient tiered pillars bearing strange carvings. So that's the two pillars there. They have sort of markings all along them. There's, like, all kinds of markings on each one.
Like runes?
Yep, or maybe it says stuff.
maybe.
You know. The far wall behind the statue is carved with the likeness of two hulking humanoids, the stone embellishments of brass and silver. They look like the same two golems that you saw here. Mm. There's two more behind there. Between them is an open doorway, and through the doorway, you can make out a purplish glow of a rune stone.
Purplish glow.
This is a trap. Not really a trap, but this is an ambush waiting to happen.
This is an ambush?
No, they're just statues.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that's how the rest of this place is going, so I want to be surprised.
Yeah. We should have dispatched these golems before opening the door.
Maybe they'll be our friends.
Judging by the drawings on the outside of the store, I don't think that's the case.
What drawings?
Around the door that you just opened.
I look at the drawings.
With her help, you can identify the same drawings that she saw.
So it's basically a bunch of humans with flaming swords fighting what looks to be giants or golems? Yes.
You could probably
connect the two. I think you can connect the dots. It looks like maybe they're golems.
Does this mean that we have to fight them with fire?
I hope not, because my oil-soaked rag is not with me at the moment, so I won't be able to light the sword.
Isn't that funny?
I can light my hammer on fire.
Well, that may be useful.
But I feel like stone isn't going to be hurt by fire, unless it's magical fire, maybe. Maybe this fire is magical.
Now, did you open the door the rest of the way? Or do you still have it cracked?
It's open. I opened it more.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
I haven't stepped in, but it's open. Yeah.
Nothing's moved.
Or to say it opened up that way, but it's just open door. I just want it on the table so that you know the door is still there.
Right now I can't see anything.
What's up?
I look back at the golems behind us.
Nothing's changed.
Really fast.
It looks identical to what you saw before.
Well, there's only one way to go, I guess.
Does the fire look magic? Magical?
Yeah. Perception check, please.
I am well familiar with fire.
Perception.
Why don't you roll me one, too?
Perception?
Yep. Diana, you see the pit, and it's... I mean, it's... I mean, that's about how big guidance. The fire... I mean, this fire is not natural. I mean, this thing is just blazing out of this thing when you got there.
What kind of check?
Perception.
12.
Okay. And you're good. You can get it. So this fire is just, like, spinning around and swirling. And as you were looking at the fire, Diana, you see below it, on the brazier itself, mm-hmm. there's this skull.
Oh.
And its eyes are red.
Of course.
And at first, it looks like it's looking right at you.
What is that effect?
And you're just looking in there for a minute, and you're focusing on the skull, and you notice that its eyes aren't actually looking at you, but at your weapons.
Well, you guys want to go in?
After you...
I don't see that, right? Or do I?
No, not with your number, no.
I step in.
Oh, I would be cautious around that fire. Do you see the skull?
Don't worry, little lady.
I don't know who said that you're repeating.
You can guess.
I don't like them.
All right. I look at try and find the skull.
Okay.
Did the skull do anything different?
You can notice the skull, you just don't notice that it's looking at your weapons. You see its eyes, but you appear that it's looking at you.
Seems, evil.
Did it change when...
when he moved in? Yeah. No. Nothing has moved. Nothing has changed.
He has a quarter staff, so I don't think it's too interesting.
I have a lot of stuff.
I mean, its eyes are looking... It's not changing what it's doing. It's still looking at each of your weapons. Like, whenever your weapons move, its eyes sort of move to the weapon. That's moving.
I move my sword around like this.
No, it's just following your sword.
What are you doing?
Don't you see the eyes following the sword?
What?
It's eyes.
On the skull?
Yeah. Move your weapon. It'll follow your weapon.
I swing my hammer around.
It follows your hammer.
Yes, it must be jealous of the fine craftsmanship.
Mm.
Or something more sinister.
Yeah, I'm sure this skull that's on fire is real jealous of your hammer.
Well, you know, my real hammer is much better than this one. This one I made hastily after losing my previous one.
It probably noticed.
Yeah.
I move in.
Okay.
I also move in.
Should we approach it? Before trying to go around it?
I walk up to it.
Okay.
I'm more interested in the fire than anything.
The heat coming off of it is just tremendous.
Yes.
It's very, very
I get as close as I can without burning myself.
You can go, it doesn't burn you, but you just, I mean, it feels like a giant bonfire is right.
Haunted.
You can take the door off. It's fine. I'll be fine.
Reminds me of the magic forges of my ancestors. What was that, Brock?
I said that I can see these golems coming to life and coming behind us. When something's activated, we should be cautious and aware.
I turned to Fangs.
Well, why don't we just go over there and ask them what they're doing? I walk back. I go up to one of the golems and I'm like, excuse me, sir. Is there anybody at home?
Nothing happened.
I clink my weapon gently on the golem.
It just sounds hollow. Dum, dum, dum.
Hollow. I smack at her.
Jeez.
Okay, roll an attack.
20
Over 20?
Yeah.
Okay, you bring your hammer down on it.
20.
And you hit it right on one of the pieces, and it shatters it. And you see the glow just brighten up for a second, and then and then dissipates, and then only the other three are lit.
Hey guys, I may have broken part of it.
What'd you do?
Break it all the way so it doesn't, come to life.
Or maybe that's what makes it. Maybe it gets angry.
Is it angry?
Well, not right now. I don't think so. I smack it again.
Okay, roll one more time.
Also, I deal double damage to stone and brick walls. So, just saying. I got a
well,
two.
That's not a wall.
You hit it a couple more times.
Well, technically, I got a 8.
You hit it a couple more times, but your other strikes just aren't quite hitting it the way you hit that first one.
Guys, there's something to this golem. I stick my hand in the hole. All
right, roll sleight of hand.
Okay.
I feel around in there.
Jesus Christ.
I got over 20.
Over 20?
Yeah.
Okay, as you put your hand in there...
No, I got 20.
just reach in and, like, grab its heart and pull it out.
Rip it out.
As you're starting to reach inside there, it feels like a giant chamber inside there. And you can feel around. It's just a big hole, and there appears to be another smaller hole that goes more towards the center. So, like, the center, the big disc, and then the slots, you put your hand inside, and there's a chamber that goes into the center.
I think this is a Russian stacking golem. Mm.
So what do you do?
I light my hand on fire.
Okay. So you light your hand on fire. It starts to glow inside there, and the other three things brighten up the green glow, and you see one of the ones above where you smashed. It brightens even brighter, and then you start to feel burning on your hand. And it goes out, and a blast comes out of that hole, and it hits your arm, and it shoots your arm out, and you need
what?
To...
What?
You no longer have a hand.
20 to hit.
Oh,
20?
Yeah. To hit you?
Bad. No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Okay. Take 5 force damage as it shoots your arm right outside the hole. And as it does, it puts your hand almost numb. Your hand feels numb. But you see the light above where you were, it dims out. So now there's only two that are lit.
I run back to Brocker.
Yeah.
You heard.
Whoosh. Yeah.
Oh, how dare you, sir?
Just so much of clanks and an explosion.
I stand back 10 feet. And
what happened?
I don't know. Something is alive inside this skull. I light my hand on fire constantly and just keep shooting blasts of fire into the...
It's just...
No, into the hole.
Okay.
Oh, like Luke Skywalker.
All right.
I used to nail womp rats back home.
You just keep shooting fire in there, and you see, after about the third or fourth one, the lights dims out, and you see it's just a burst of energy. It's when it shoots out the hole, and then it goes down.
So
I look at the rest of the party.
I tap the last one with my quarterstaff.
Nothing happens.
I stab it.
Stab at it, and roll me attack. You guys are vicious on these columns, huh?
I hug it.
You
got this far already.
It
hurt me.
kind of attack? Mm-hmm. Just whatever.
If only I had my magic armor thing, that 20 wouldn't have hit.
24. Yeah.
You slash right into it, and you crack it open, and you just start to see the green get brighter for a second, and then a little bit of force energy pops out, and it shoots your sword back out, and then it dims out, and all four are dim. There's no green light at all in them.
Did we kill it?
Great job, guys.
It doesn't move. Nothing happens.
I stab it one more time to be sure.
I run over to the other one, and I shoot it with Elder's Blast.
With Elder's Blast? What are you trying to hit?
The slot.
Okay, roll.
What is it? Just the great sword plus one?
It's a long sword plus
long
one.
Sword.
Eight!
Sword.
Eight. Mm-hmm. You hit it like right in the center plate, and it just sort of deflects it off when it hits the wall.
How often can I try?
Maybe one more time.
Maybe one more time. Apparently.
Yeah.
Critical!
Whoa!
26.
So you hit the once, and you see it deflect, and you just get really frustrated, and you pull that spoon out, and you just whirl up this big giant ball of radiant energy, and you just and you shoot it right at it, and it just hits the middle of it, and you just hold that beam, and the beam of light's just hitting its chest, and you start to see two of the ones on top start to crack open, and they burst, and green energy flies out towards you. Roll dex save, please.
What?
You just see a missile go into
even with a critical
and. The Death Star just explodes.
Everybody's trying to
break the
glyph. I'm the one that needs a critical for this glyph stone.
Dex save 18.
18?
Yeah, I got 14.
So you just bend down, cower yourself, and bring up your wing and block.
Excuse me?
You don't have a wing, your arm.
I don't have a wing.
And you don't even have arms.
You block all the energy off of you, and it doesn't do any damage.
Okay.
But two of them dim out. There's the two bottom slots, they're still. Glowing.
Can I try to get the other ones?
Yeah. You keep hitting it, and it doesn't do anything. Let everybody else try something.
Okay, I go over
you,
there.
You just see Murgatroyd just shooting beams of radiant energy at it.
I hit it with my sword. Is it, how big is the opening? Is there any room inside? Is it a room?
Oh, yeah, it's like a little archway.
Is there a room?
But when you walk in, is there room?
No.
Stand to the side?
He's like inside a little spot.
I'll stand around on the outside of the archway, and I'll just kind of like stab in there, and then come back, around.
What are you doing, sissy girl? Right,
roll me an attack. Roll me an attack.
No offense, Diana.
Sissy girl. Critical. No, I'm just kidding. 13.
I can see.
13.
Dwarf women are very strong.
As you're dodging behind them back and forth, you keep clanging off of the armor, and you don't quite hit it.
I laugh and I just kind of push him aside and I put my shield on my hook.
Okay, your shield hook.
And I take my warhammer in both hands and I swing it right into the middle.
Okay.
14.
You hit it in the center and you can feel it give just a little bit as you dent the center plate. And both the other ones, they both dim out. There's no explosion, no nothing.
Missed it by one.
Yeah, you did.
Good job, Murgatroyd. That's what I say.
Good job, Brock.
That sounds like Brocker.
Thanks, buddy.
We did it.
What if these guys were allies?
Nah, I don't think so.
Has anything in this dungeon been an ally?
Alex.
The statues.
Was he?
The statues, the door. Maybe. The statues, for sure.
Well, one, maybe.
The one
right.
Lady. The one lady that we found.
One lady?
Was there a lady by the alligator?
Yeah. She died, though.
She was the alligator.
Yeah. See? Maybe the alligator.
By the alligator, yeah.
Well, maybe there was someone trapped inside these golems. We just killed them.
Well, you're the one that started attacking it.
Wait.
This is
true.
Yes.
It sounded hollow, so I had to figure
this
it find out.
This is true.
You're trying to rescue somebody, if that's the case.
Onward! Can we see this stuff up here if we stand in the doorway?
Yeah, as you're standing in the doorway, you can get a view of a small little stairway with the giant Gorgon on top.
I chisel my mark into the doorway.
You chisel what?
My mark into the doorway.
Oh, okay, you're saying mark. Okay.
I'm chiseled in the doorway.
Oh.
Okay.
Fangs is just sitting there.
Yeah, he is. He knows what's up. I have tiny legs.
Yeah, especially with that armor, you got even more tiny legs.
Yes. Hi, guys. I wave my sword around.
His armor is just a
my
little
sword?
Bit too
Welkin.
So, yeah. It's like jangling on his knees and stuff as he walks.
Yeah, it follows your sword.
Guys, well. It's following my sword, and I didn't get it from the evil man.
Well, your sword is a great holy paladin sword, right?
Yes.
Maybe this is an anti-paladin ward of some sort.
But she waved her sword around. She's not a paladin.
I wave my quarterstaff around.
Yep, follows you. Any weapon that moves, the eyes adjust to wherever the
weapon.
I don't think it discriminates.
Fist doesn't follow.
Yeah, you're
maybe,
a liar.
Maybe we all hide our weapons and we throw a weapon over in the corner and we sneak around the other side.
If we're no threat, then it won't attack us.
Yeah, someone give one of us your weapons and then try to walk by.
You have a dagger thing, don't you, now?
I have
The remnants of your greatsword?
Mm-hmm. I have
that's
a
kind of useless, right?
Yeah. Why? Do you need it?
No, I mean, maybe you could discard it.
I mean, I could.
Or I could fix it later. Actually, I can do that now if you want me to.
I think we have.
I did pick up
pressing
the
matters.
I walk up to the flame and I start to disarm myself.
Okay, it just keeps an eye on your weapons, but there's the flame. The flames don't change at all. They're just swirling like a cyclone up, and you just see these little sparks floating in the air.
I take out my light hammer,
mm-hmm.
and I try and stick it in the fire.
Okay, so you wave your light hammer in the fire, and your light hammer just instantly ignites, and it's on fire, and you hold it, and the flames just continue to light on your warhammer.
No, my light hammer.
Or light hammer, sorry. Your light hammer.
Kind of wave my hand over it to see if I feel like heat, like if it's going to burn me.
Yeah, it's going to burn you.
Take 10.
No, I don't stick my hand in it. I just...
Yeah, it's hot. It's the same heat intensity of the fire, but now it's on your hammer.
On the end of the hammer.
Yeah, the weapon part.
I go, oh yeah, and then I grab my weapon.
Which one?
The one that I disarmed.
Okay.
And I wave it.
I
oil it first.
It explodes.
it lights on fire.
I stick my other hammer in there.
Your main war hammer?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, lights on fire.
I have two hammers.
Yep.
Wow.
They're both on fire.
Take out a javelin and I stick one javelin in there.
It's on fire.
I'm holding a sword with the shield and
is it
a javelin?
Is it damaging the weapons?
It doesn't appear to be, no.
Okay.
Morden has given me this power, but it seems to light my hammer on fire, I've done it many times before, but it seems that this fire is magical in the same sense. Curious.
The heat off the weapon is intense and
it keeps me comfortable.
It's hot.
I put it away from me.
Could be damaging if used.
On ourselves.
Guys, stick your weapons in the fire.
I wave my mine around. So
I
make that.
What's
the flushing sound?
I tore mine once.
The skull's just looking cross-eyed. His eyes are just swirling around like he doesn't know what to do.
Okay. I put the sword in it.
Right. It lights any sword, any weapon that's put in there is lit on fire.
Okay.
Lady lit.
I put my...
That was scary.
Fists in there.
Do you hear that? I put my sword in there and something.
Ba-ba.
Yeah.
I can only use one of these hammers at a time. I need to put my hammer away.
Stomp on it.
It's on fire.
Stomp on it.
So. You put it out and then away. I walk up and I try to dip my crossbow in it.
Crossbow?
I dip my crossbow. It
starts to burn the crossbow and actually doesn't look like it's working properly.
I blow on it.
That makes it worse.
Like it's a marshmallow.
Throw water on the grease gun.
No, this Murgatroyd, I
maybe try your arrows.
I pull out a bolt from his quiver and I say, try this instead.
I stick the quiver.
No.
The whole quiver.
I take out a bolt and I stick just the tip
lights on fire and it looks like it's burning.
I put it in the crossbow.
Yep. Stays bit burning.
And I go,
it looks like it's the same magical energy.
But I'm like rolling my eyes.
You what?
Roll my eyes.
Wow, that looks weird.
Well, you figured it out. Good job.
Okay. Do we go upstairs now?
Yes, I will follow you.
Fully.
The thing's about 10 feet tall to the next ledge.
I take my cloak and I try and douse my light hammer.
He puts it out.
Okay, good. Good. I put that on my hammer belt.
Okay. No, I told him to stay.
I tell him to come.
No,
he's and stay right there.
I go up to him and I say, do whatever you feel like doing.
He looks up at you, confused, and then looks back at Brack.
You're going to have to change into me if you want to command this dog.
I tell him to come here in his voice.
He goes to him.
What do you think I'm doing this whole time?
I go poke the skull with my flaming warhammer.
Oh, now he did it.
Skull just, as you get closer, it just crosses his eyes as you touch it. Nothing happens.
Fangs, you are a weapon. Come here, boy.
I look back at the door to see if there's any writing on that side.
Nope. It's just a giant iron door.
I followed Diana.
Okay.
Oh, you know, if you guys give me 11 minutes, I can see if there's anything funky going on with this skull.
I think obviously there's something going on with this
skull. I know, but I might be able to figure out what it is. Unless you want to run up there real quick.
So who has their weapons on fire?
I have
me.
You do, and you have a bolt.
Everybody, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Well, Diana, you have yours on fire?
Yeah, it's the long sword. Of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's got it on fire.
Doesn't anybody have a free hand?
Nope.
I mean, I'm holding my sword with two hands, but
hold on,
I guess
one.
I feasibly could.
Oh, you got a free
could.
Hand?
Yeah.
I give you my lit up javelin. I'm like, I got a shield and a sword. I can't do this.
Just throw that first as something.
Yeah, throw it first.
All right, I'll throw it with my.
I start touching.
Ready
the skull
to throw
face.
With anything.
My
minus
three strength. Here we go.
Just like.
You throw it. You
yeah,
throw it, but it ends up going backwards.
While they're doing whatever.
As a ritual.
Yeah.
I go behind everybody else.
I'm. You can see that I'm casting a spell. Hey, careful that you can scratch that. It's not plastic.
You're gonna paint it.
No, I'm not.
Are you gonna keep it that way?
Yes.
Weirdo.
I was gonna mostly paint him silver anyway, so.
Alright. And you guys are standing on the steps? Are you going up? Are we waiting for Brocker to finish his spell?
My eyes are glowing with holy fire.
Great ball in the butt.
I'm gonna cautiously proceed and investigate while
why don't you roll me investigation
stuff
with double proficiency? Cautiously.
Double proficiency.
What does that mean?
Maybe
that's
a plus
what
two.
A warlock would say.
On top of what you roll.
Okay.
Wow.
If you could say.
What?
Everything
you
looks
say.
Cool, guys.
You're
let's
like,
go.
Can I roll one too?
You're looking all around?
You better.
Yeah, you
I'm right next to her.
Yeah, you can.
What about rolling perception?
What are you guys finding?
Huh? Perception.
Oh, man,
no,
this room's so cool.
Yeah.
We finally found a safe haven.
Too bad that was
16.
Critical mail. Critical mail, yeah. Critical hit, sorry.
As you guys are walking up slowly, you get right about here, and you're just about ready to turn and look towards here, and Murgatroyd grabs your shoulder as your foot's coming down. He sort of pulls you back, and you turn and look at him.
What's the deal?
I do a hag cackle.
As he's pointing down,
what to do? I'm scared.
He's pointing down at the floor, and you see that the plate that's right where you were stepping is slightly raised.
I feel like something terrible could happen.
Oh, it's slightly raised.
Hmm. Interesting.
This plate right here.
I take the burning javelin and I tap it on there.
As she takes the pen. As you do, this whole area here just whooshing, and it slingshots, and there's a giant spring underneath of it. And it's
on the other side of the
steps. On this whole thing right here slingshots up and points this
You're
way,
too hard.
And then it goes back down into
it's
the
good thing, right, catapult.
Like a catapult.
Good thing you guys went up that side of steps. I look to see up on the wall here if there's any splattered humanoids.
No, it looks like it almost would throw you up and you would land in the fire.
In that fire?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, the other fire.
No, that fire.
Yeah. As you're done poking that and you see this big spring and it sort of locks back down into place.
I touch it again.
As you do that.
I do that.
Diana, out of the corner of your eye, you notice that the bull's eyes begin to turn red. As you're looking across, you see the carvings on the pillars are depicting humans fighting bulls, and they have it has some kind of strange language that if you got up and maybe investigated a little bit, you'd be able to read a little bit more.
Yeah, get closer to the bull.
I go like this to Murgatroyd, and I'm like, "You have a red cloak on. You should maybe stay back."
The eyes just are intently glowing, and you see two puffs of smoke come out of the nostrils.
Does he have
a sprays out mist.
Does he have a pierced nostril?
Yes, it does.
Well, I'm scared.
The puffs of smoke is green. It's a green gas.
Oh, is it poisonous? Because I'm
Maybe.
Good with that.
It's my ritual.
This obviously is no ordinary bull. It's a gorgon. And the massive beast
is my ritual
starts to charge. No, because they walked right up there.
Not even close.
It starts to charge.
No one ever gives me a chance to finish my ritual.
What kind of skull?
It steps off the platform, and as it does, as it right when it gets off of here,
it goes pew!
A metal gate slams shut.
Oh, I think we need to kill that before it
matters. And I need you guys to roll initiative.
I think
every round I'm casting Identify.
You're about 8 minutes into it.
8 minutes!
You should have done it.
Critical! Does that count? What? I don't think that counts.
Why doesn't it count?
Oh. It's only for attack.
I think it's for attack.
Dang it.
Yeah. 23!
That's 20.
Wait, I only got a 21.
Murgatroyd, how you got dex that high?
Wait, what did you get?
23.
Oh, I got 20.
Plus 4 today.
What?
I got
We just
five.
Wasted all
this
of my rolls.
I got 5.
So 23,
oh, wait, your,
21,
your
20.
At?
Oh my gosh, it's right there.
Oh, thank you.
I was like, it's at our house. I remember seeing it.
somebody roll fangs, please.
Basil ate it.
Fangs?
Mm-hmm.
What's he, plus 2? 3?
Oh my goodness.
Yes. I don't know. I don't have this thing.
12.
Okay.
You're the one that has his name.
No, you have the dog tag thing.
Yeah, you
oh, yeah, that's
dog
on
dog
the other side of that.
It's on the other side.
I always forget.
Yes, that
How'd you
All
do
right.
that?
There's our initiative. So you see this giant bull step off of the platform, then it steps off. A
no,
giant
it's only
grated door slams shut, and you can still make the glyph stone through the holes
special.
In the grate.
We didn't even see the glyph stone, apparently.
Did the statues move? Can
no.
I even see them?
They did not.
Okay.
But we can't see them.
Huh?
We can't
yeah.
see them.
Oh, yeah, they're just sitting right there.
Okay.
Take the statues.
So, Murgatroyd, you're up.
I don't know. Just
being
cautious.
You take care of Fangs when it's Fangs' turn.
What do you have in your hands, Diana?
I took 5 damage.
A burning longsword.
In both hands?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have it equipped in 2 hands. I don't think that means I carry it around like this, right?
No, when you swing, you do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hand you the javelin.
Okay.
Now run away.
Cool. Ooh, I'm gonna.
Sail!
Throw
each
it.
Of you is like 5.
Huh?
5 feet is a stair?
Yeah. Yep.
Don't have him go that way.
I run down to the fire.
Okay.
And I ready an attack. As soon as I see the bull.
I'm ready to step out of the way just as he charges.
Okay.
Does a big twirl.
I'll cast Eldritch Blast. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I ready my crossbow.
Okay, are you going to shoot when?
When I see him.
Okay. I see him from there.
It's hard to see him from there.
So once I get a good shot.
Okay.
Good shot.
Diana, it's your turn. Why don't you roll me perception, please?
What are you perceiving?
Mm.
Maybe nothing.
You're obsessing the
area. You know what I imagine?
Area.
This Gorgon.
18.
Ace Ventura.
You see this bull charging you.
When he's in the rhino.
And your mind instantly goes to any way that you can stop a bull. And you look around the room, you see the depictions of the bullfighters on the two pillars.
Oh,
and as you do, you see one of them has a cape. But behind the cape, he has a lasso. And he's going like this. As you're looking past, you see the weapon racks. There's a whole bunch of different weapons on the racks, but you see a whip and a lasso setting on one.
Okay.
Take the whip.
No, I want the...
It's a magical lasso.
Okay.
Wait, a magical lasso.
Your turn.
Okay, well, first,
you know,
I'll throw the javelin.
Yep.
The bulls by throwing spears into
you
him.
Got the javelin now?
So yeah, he just handed it to me and ran.
Wow, I like that move.
It's just like in real life.
How do you...
He's a squire.
I'm going to have to add a javelin just to...
Just roll,
does...
roll dex.
Yeah.
I thought it was strength to throw it.
If only you could just roll a physical die and be done with it.
Well, I don't know what to add to it. I could roll a die.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it would be dex. All ranged.
Eight?
Yeah.
I thought thrown would be.
You throw it over top, and it goes right over top the bull and clatters
right
on the ground, and you see the flame of the javelin snuff out.
I actually think it might be strength because it's a thrown weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be strength. You're correct.
Hand axes are strength.
It still would have been enough.
Well, it would have been an 11.
Yeah, it still would have been.
Okay, well, I'm moving over here towards. There's a lasso over here.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
It's just hanging on the edge of it.
That's what I'm going for.
All right, Brack.
Hey, what's Fangs doing?
I don't know. Talk to his leader.
He didn't go yet.
Go ahead, Brack.
He said I get control.
You can use whatever the weapon
turn,
normally does. So
well,
if you
was
use
there
the dagger,
on his
you
turn.
Can use dexterity when you throw. If you throw like a hand axe.
I don't wanna. I ready in action.
To get hit by the bull.
What are you ready?
So tiny in comparison.
To jump out of his way if he comes after me. And I'm like, hey, bull, over here.
Okay. You try to distract him?
Diana, get what you need to get.
Roll me an intimidation check.
Plus
hey,
one animal.
Hey, bull.
Are you trying to be intimidating? Get him over there.
Intimidating.
Actually, I have an okay intimidation. It's one of my strengths. 23!
His eyes were on Diana, and they turned to you screaming, jumping around.
I would
with your red bandana on your head.
Oh.
I don't actually have that.
I know you don't.
He has a gnome cap.
Yeah. So it turns its gaze upon you as it's charging. It started to turn towards Diana, and it turns back and continues to run.
Yeah,
you.
Over here.
I was thinking he'd intimidate it so much it got scared, and then went towards Diana.
No.
It's
Fangs.
A big metal bowl,
you're ugly.
Yeah.
What do you want Fangs to do?
Oh, he's going to stay there for now.
Come.
He's going to run up
stick
and
his teeth
get dumped
in the fire.
Into
ready, ready. Or do a dodge.
Yes,
action.
He dodges.
Yeah.
All right, Brock, you're up. As you're meditating, you hear the gusts of... The puffs of nostril breath is. It's like a steam pump.
I moo like a cow. You go moo.
Okay. I look up and I'm like, oh, I can never finish my rituals.
Well, you have time. Finish it.
You should have done it while
you were like
8 minutes
these. In.
It's only
12 more rounds.
Only three more minutes to go.
I've got
30 rounds.
Oh, I turn to Brocker,
yeah.
And I go, "What are you doing, sissy girl?" After I move.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here. Can I? Do I have a good view of
him? One more step. We're right next to the thing, so you can see him there.
All pet
right.
him. Pet him.
Has
pet him.
15 feet. My.
No, my, don't pet him now.
No. I.
You're on fire.
John. I shoot my fire at the Gorgon.
And, oh, a fire? Okay.
Yep.
At least it's on a demi Gorgon.
Right.
We don't know how much it is. Gorgon.
Semi Gorgon.
18
hits.
Majority Gorgon.
Yeah.
6 fire damage.
You hit the shoulder of it, and you see just a puff of sparks. And just.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Didn't look like it did much.
No.
Oh, it looked like it hit it. Huh. And just sparks just.
It just looks like it has a lot of health.
Okay. You staying there?
That's about all I can move in.
It just charges straight toward you. Towards you. Puts its head down, and you can shoot.
It face plants.
Right.
23. Ooh, that hits.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Poing. Boom. 10 damage.
What kind of damage? Force damage?
No, that's a crossbow.
This is a crossbow? All right, roll me a d8 as the flames.
You have 18 dex.
Mm-hmm.
Roll an extra d8 damage.
Extra d8, so it's 10. 13 total.
13? As you let go of this arrow, it flies and hits it right on the top of its head, and you see the flames burst open on top of its head, and as you pull the trigger, the arrow shot out, some of the flames sprayed back in your face, and you're going to take 2 fire damage.
What?
As it hits your face.
What? Oh,
fire's dangerous. You gotta be careful.
But you
hit it.
You hit it pretty hard in the head. It keeps its head down, and it goes to sort of buck you up. Why don't you roll me a dex save?
Whoa!
It's going to buck you up.
roll me an acrobatics check or...
Athletics.
Why don't you just make it a save, a dex save?
Ooh, nerfed you.
Jump off those stairs and make it fall down.
Yeah, acrobatics is balanced.
He has his ready thing.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm giving him this.
Yeah, he would have
before
just,
I even. Yeah,
he just would have attacked.
I'm not even doing an attack.
You so just a dex save.
Yes, just a dex save.
Try and nerf me, bro. 5.
Okay. You go to jump out of the way, and you hold your hands down on top of its head as its horns come up. It's still gonna have disadvantage.
Oh, it's bucking
17 and a 22.
Man,
you're so bucked.
Hits the second. Oh, well, wait, you said
disadvantage,
yeah.
So 17. Mm-hmm. It pulls you up on top of its head, but you're able to dodge out of its horns.
You've mounted it.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're on top of it right now. Oh, you're dead.
No, I can spring.
So you're on top of it. Why don't you roll me a perception check as it's pulling you up on top of it?
I can show you the world. Perception check?
Yeah.
3.
Okay. You look down its back and
I see
just,
everything.
It's a bull, you guys.
It's got tiles on its back. It's a whole bunch of tiles along its back and spines.
This is bull.
Yep. You're able to dodge out of it, but you're sort of stuck on its head.
Stuck on you.
Why'd you say it like that?
Got a feeling down.
It tries to buck you off and it can't. It just stays right there. Murgatroyd, you're up.
I ran over here and I shoot him with Elder's Blast.
Okay.
Wait, didn't he just go?
That was my reaction.
That was his reaction. This is his whole turn.
13?
13.
Hits.
Miss.
Why'd you nod your head?
Yes, you missed it.
you missed him.
I missed.
You staying there?
Yeah.
Alright, Diana?
It's my turn. Excuse me.
Excuse her.
I walk over here and I grab a lasso.
The golem comes alive.
So, time, as you get closer to the lasso, you can see that it starts, the closer you get, the more golden it becomes.
Spotlight on.
As it's the gold gets brighter and brighter. It's like a scene. It shows you walking closer to it, and behind you see the combat sort of slow down as the bull bends its head down and like picks up Brack, and everything's starting to go really slow. Everything becomes slow. There's a light that is cast upon the lasso.
And she
my whole life has built to this.
And she took
Zoltar's
way.
You start to look around for a source of this light, and as you look up, a vision comes on you. Comes upon you.
It is.
And the battle behind you is still going on in a slow motion, and you see Hera walking down from a mountaintop. Covered in bright golden light. And she's just walking down. It looks like a mountain, but she's like a giant. She's like walking down this mountain like a spiral staircase.
Is this the god Hera?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she speaks to you. She says, "This I give to you, my blessing. May you always do what is right in this darkened world. Bring light to the darkness. Become my champion, my warrior. Expose their lies, for I will be forever with you." And just as the vision came over you, it's gone. Time begins to speed back up behind you, and you feel power and a warmth. It must be Hera's blessing. The lasso is already in your hands, and you haven't even grabbed it. Glowing softly.
Oh, man, he's really flipping through that.
Another thing. Now you have four. And she took Saltar's breath.
So you can finish this round, and then finish up reading the lasso. This round, you won't be able to use it. But you'll be able to use it after this round.
Okay. I take a step this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I... ready and attack.
Okay. As you turn back around and looking at the battle, you look at the golem and you see the glowing lights inside its chest and they start pulsing faster.
Oh no.
Make sure to join us again to find out what happens on the next episode of the Scandalous Six D&D podcast.
Oh hey, not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram at scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye!